Good morning. The date is June 19th, 2017. The time is 08:58 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside. This morning, a Monday morning, and I'm out here in the screened-in porch. I wanted to go sit out on the semi-dried stone step porch, but we've got some sprinkles coming in again. We've had thunder showers overnight, and we're going to be continuing to have thunder showers here in the southern tier throughout the day today. That's what's forecast, and right now it's about 71, 72 degrees Fahrenheit, but you can feel the humidity as I'm out here. We have the air conditioning on inside the house, but it's not too bad out here on the screened-in porch to do this audio. And I'm finishing my last cup of coffee this morning that was brewed. And I'm using the Voice Recorder Pro on my iPad mini here. And I just got done doing some response waves on that program called Anchor version 1, the original. The Lifeboat, as I think we're down to our last week of use over on that program before they shut it down. And I'm starting to hear from the waves I've heard over there on that platform, audio platform, that there's a possibility of them merging some of the version 1 concepts over to the version 2. So that'll be interesting to see. But I checked in on the roll call that our good friend at Top Gold on all fine social networks here on this thing called the Internet, Bernie Goldbach, has been doing. And but I did a wave last night because we had about 3 hours from about 9 o'clock Eastern to about 12:15, 12:20 local that the power was out. We had a power outage. And you can see from the audio art, that's my configuration of what I do when there is a power outage, a small amount of time that we have a power outage, like 3 to 5 hours. I have my 125 amp deep cell battery connected to a 750 watt electrical inverter. That's the red box there that's sitting off to the left of the 125 amp battery in the audio art. And off to the left of that is a sort of a cigarette plug lighter 300 watt inverter that I take with me in the car to utilize for regular power. And I can also connect it to the 125 amp deep cell battery with a power converter that's in the left battery box that came with the 45 watt solar panel kit that I have from Harbor Freight that I use to charge the 125 amp battery. So I had I pulled out a desk lamp and put it in the kitchen, so we had a full lamp in the kitchen last night during the 3.5 hours, along with the radio, and the battery held no problem for 3.5 hours. And it probably could have gone maybe 8 to 20 hours on stuff. I've never really max taxed out what the limit is of the 120 amp battery. But if you do the math, I think 125 amps, you subtract that, or you divide it by 2, and that's how many amp hours that you have for that battery if it's fully charged, which it was fully charged. So it was pretty neat having that operational last night. And this morning, though, there's about 500 people that in the county, or some our county and the next county over, I guess Broome, there's about 500 NYSEC electrical company customers that do not have power. If it would have been a long power outage, say longer than 3-4 hours, I probably would have pulled out the 5,500 watt gas generator that I have in the garage, and that would be primarily because it's summer and it's hot, would be to plug in the refrigerator primarily, so the food doesn't go bad. The missus just went shopping the other day, so there's a lot of food items in there that, and you could have your refrigerator go at least 6 hours in between power outages before you start have to be a little concerned about things defrosting or melting or getting warm in the refrigerator. So, but it was pretty neat last night, just because I had taken a nap prior to the power outage, and when I woke up, power was out, so I ended up setting up the 750-watt inverter with the 125-amp deep cell battery with the light, and just listening to local radio. And I actually, on my cell phone, was watching the local news to see if there's any reports. There was no real important reports, but it was a good practice of knowing what's going on in the area when you have no power. You know, the alternatives of how you want to know or how you get information. And it was, oddly enough, my son, before he went to bed last night, he has, his cell phone is on 4G, and my LG track phone is still 3G, and he didn't have any tower service for, he only had emergency service only on his cell phone, but on mine for 3G, even though it's slow being 3G, I was able to watch my local 11 o'clock night news there to see if there's any reports of any major, you know, information on the power outage and alike there. And it was just normal news. So that was telling me that this was going to be a fairly short power outage. Plus the missus called NYSEC, our electric company, New York State Gas and Electric. And they gave a report that the power was going to come on right about 15 minutes after midnight there, and actually came on about 20 after. And then I did an audio over there on Anchor version 1, the original, and had a little conversation going this morning with our good friend Bernie Goldbach, saying about the noise of generators. Of course, the 750-watt inverter doesn't throw out any real noise or anything like that, so it sat right there in the kitchen, connected to the battery and having an extension cord plugged into it to go to the lamp and the radio that sat on top of the refrigerator. So it was pretty good to have one room lit. I could have extended an extension cord into the living room if I needed to get a second light, because the whole primary purpose of the 125 amp deep cell battery is to just provide actual light, and so you're not running around with flashlights or overseas there, they call them torches. That can be more dangerous than anything. So, and I've had this configuration up before. This is like the fourth or fifth time I've used it for a short time period of a power outage. So it comes in quite handy. And as I was sitting there listening to the radio and the music for 3 hours and stuff, munching on a red velvet, giant red velvet, white chocolate chunk cookie that was part of my Father's Day items yesterday, along with the big surprise of my daughter coming home yesterday. I was supposed to be on the road today to pick her up at university, so she's home for the summer after she's finished her first year of her master's degree program. I think she has another year or a year and a half to get her master's, and then I think she's proceeding on to her PhD, which I'm pretty proud of, very proud of as far as father. So that was a sort of a surprise Father's Day present yesterday. When I was at work, the missus went up to pick her up, and I was a little surprised when I got home. So it enabled me just to sort of be a bum this morning and listen to audio and do audio here on this program formerly known as Audio Boo. So I'm getting my day started, and hopefully I'm seeing some green sprouts out there in the cornfield. So I'm going to have to do a corn report sometime today if I can get a picture of the cornfield, because it seems like we have a lot of green sprouts, and that's just a preempt to a possible corn report here later. So you all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.